Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
They've gone into the kind of research into resilience, and they've found out that really resilience, which, by the way, is the capacity to bounce back after you face life storms. And they say that really it comes down to about four main factors that you can kind of build into your life as to how you can develop resilience. Number one is positive emotions. We become people who are able to amplify positive feelings like gratitude and hope and love and manage negative ones like bitterness and sadness and anger. Now, at first, you might kind of say, well, how does Jesus talk about that in the sermon? Firstly, he declares us to be the blessed ones who are loved by God and comforted in our sadness, and we're given hope for the future. So that's in the Beatitudes that we were talking about before the break. He talks about forgiveness to counter bitterness, and he gives some really concrete guidance as to how to respond when we're angry. He says, you know, settle matters quickly with your adversary before he takes you off to court. And there's some really concrete guidance there. Perhaps Jesus' most practical teaching about the emotions is actually on worry. He says, you know, don't worry. And the reason why is, one, practical, because you can't add an hour to your life by worrying. But secondly, is more theological. He said, don't worry because your Father loves you and cares for you. And if he, you know, clothes the grass of the field in, you know, beautiful flowers, then how much more will he look after you? The second factor, the psychologists say, is having strong relationships. So good marriages and friendships and meaningful connections to the community. Jesus has a section in the Sermon on the Mount specifically talking about relationships. It's in chapter 5. And in that chapter, he deals with the four main forces that destroy them: anger, unfaithfulness, false promises, and retaliation. And this is where he gives his famous teaching about loving our enemies. But it's not just loving the enemies, it's about not lusting after people, it's about letting your yes be yes and your no be no, it's about dealing with anger appropriately. So he really tackles the four forces that destroy relationships. The third factor the psychologists say builds resilience is what they call a sense of accomplishment. So you can look at something in your life and say, I am good at that. Now, Jesus nowhere in the Sermon on the Mount tells us to find a hobby or practice a sport or, you know, set a career goal to achieve or anything like that. But as I mentioned before, he looks at us and he says, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. He sets up the most unexpected people to be profoundly influential in the world, I mean, to be agents of the kingdom of God. Now, if that's not a sense of accomplishment, I'm not too sure what is. Mm-hmm. And then the final one is a sense of meaning. We have to have a sense that we are part of something bigger than us, that we are part of a cause or some sort of transcendent purpose that is not just us and our own little desires, but something bigger than us. Well, of course, the ultimate fulfillment of that is Jesus kingdom of God. And all of those things add up to a deeply resilient life. And Jesus talked about them 2,000 years ago, which I think is pretty cool. You know, Jesus beat the psychologists Indeed. To their discoveries by 2 millennia.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.